This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It's the 10th of January, 2012, and today I'm joined on the line all the way from Europe by Mike Von Hash, a musician who is also known as The Von Hash and also known as Seven Shades of Void. He can be found at youtube.com/TheVonHash. That's all one word, TheVonHash. He can also be found at soundcloud.com/7ShadesOfVoid. That's the number 7, Shades of Void, all one word. So, Mike Von Hash, great to have you on the program today. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, James. It's a real pleasure.
All right. Well, for those listeners out there who don't know about you and your work yet, I would just really commend them to your YouTube channel right now, because obviously words can't do justice to what is really art. And you've done some incredible videos over the last several months, putting together some music and images that really go well together to, I think, really further the movement as a whole, and really you've done some incredible work. And I would point people to such things as your Global Insurrection Against Banker Occupation Jaibo video, your Bring It On Silver Liberation Army video. You have one that you've just put out in the last day or so, Hey Mr. President, When's Enough Enough? Absolutely incredible song. I love that one. And also, people might see Snake Oil Wars featuring none other than yours truly, James Corbett. And so you have sampled some of my work and done an absolute incredible job of it. So once again, thank you so much for all of that work that you've been doing. And let's start by telling the listeners just a little bit about your background, the music that you're into, and how you got started on this particular venture.
Indeed. Thank you, James. Well, this particular venture, really, you need to take a little bit of credit for, in fact, a lot of credit for, my friend. You really did open my eyes. Your the Corbett website, your YouTube channel, and Richard Grove as well, and James Evan Pilato, the Info Warriors, my friend, the Info Warriors, basically, have woken me up and woken the band up. And it's affected our music. It really, really has. I mean, it's there are important times we're living in now. I don't think ever in history, seriously, we are approaching. It's bizarre, actually. Again, coincidental, something that I give much thought to, synchronicities and things like this. I listened to the Corbett Radio report last night, and the link to the anastrophe that you did, and there again, the gentleman who confronted Rockefeller, which of course is the topic of the Snake Oil Salesman, which is my favorite track, James, I must admit, actually, sampling yourself. I do love that tune. I do love Snake Oil Salesman, and the future one, Medializing the Onset of Wars, hopefully will be equally rewarding. But I love how it all falls together. I love the mystery of consciousness. I love the fact that I think together we are stronger. And I'm liking the fact that we seem to have the powers that be slightly worried when Hillary Clinton and people like that are begging for more money to fight the information war. That shows that we're, I think, on the right track, my friend, and yourself, and obviously all the other info warriors out there, too numerous to name, are instrumental in this. You know, instrumental in this. And James Taylor Gatto, who I discovered last night through Richard Grove's amazing YouTube page, a brilliant quote here. I need to roll out if I can. You either learn your way towards writing your own script in life, or you unwittingly become an actor in someone else's script. Is superb. I mean, it really is. You know, we are standing on the shoulders of giants, my friend. And thank you so much again for all your inspiration.
Well, we certainly are standing on the shoulders of giants and people like John Taylor Gatto and so many others. And by the way, I see that you've got in your featured playlists on your YouTube channel the brand new documentary from Tragedy and Hope about the ultimate history lesson in a weekend with John Taylor Gatto. So for people out there who haven't seen that yet, while you're on the Von Hash's YouTube page, I really hope that you'll check out that documentary as well. Just an incredible documentary, as you say. But as you say, this is a collective effort, and we are having incredible successes and really gaining momentum more and more. And I noticed that one of your first big videos along this vein was the Global Insurrection Against Banker Occupation, talking about Jaibo, the Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert idea. Perhaps you can talk a little bit about that and what motivated you to make that video.
Sure, indeed. Well, again, much respect to Max Kaiser, because again, one of the other really influential people out there at the moment, I believe, actually telling the truth about the situation. And Max has a style all of his own, obviously, and it was really, again, the rhythm, his delivery, like yourself, just like yourself, sir, incredible, in different styles, obviously, but for me, incredible, because if I hear it and think, wow, yeah, there straight away, there is a message, there's something that needs to be, something that needs to be repeated. And the key at the moment, especially with technology, the way it's advanced, we don't need a studio full of expensive keyboards and outboard gear anymore. I mean, this is the power of technology. Now, with just a reasonably powered computer and a decent sound card, you're away. You know, you really are. It really is quite staggering. So Max came along basically from watching the Kaiser Report, and I thought, wow, okay. The samples basically just seemed to fit perfectly with the George Carlin speech, which, again, one of George Carlin's best moments, basically where he highlights who really owns America. And of course, it is the powers behind the throne. As always, power is not where it seems to lie. It seems to be the case throughout history. And Carlin, of course, brutal with his honesty and his comedy, just like Bill Hicks, delivering nuggets of truth in these comedic gems, you know, which, again, inspirational. So to mix, basically, to Carlin and Max Kaiser and Stacey, it seemed to just work so well. Again, coincidentally, didn't require much editing at all. The rhythms of the speech fit so well with the tempo, so it's like, okay. Coincidence, I don't know. Divine, I don't know. So we just basically sampled it in, and it is almost instantaneous now. Ideas come literally through YouTube or through coincidences, call it what you like. And the talent that I'm working with, the singer-songwriter, Jody, incredible, the guitarist and the bass player, both incredible. And all from different areas as well. So we mix sort of folk and rock and psychedelic and electronic, and even hip hop with a new one. It is a conscious, a group conscious effort, I think, taking influence from everywhere. Max and Stacey basically supported this, put it on the website, even played the clip on Russia Today, and that really was a major highlight. I've been at this a long time, had to stop it age sort of 27 and get a real job, as they say, I know it's true, and I'm now lucky enough to actually devote all of my spare time again to making music, which is amazing, really. I feel blessed, and it's a wonderful life, James, as they say. To quote the radio show, it is a wonderful life.
It is a wonderful life.
Again, I couldn't believe the coincidence. It is. I mean, that's, again, another set of coincidences. I listened to it. Well, this is a crazy, man, because I'd not heard the Anastrophe episode that you put out. And I listened to that this morning. You played the very two same clips that I actually use in the Bring It On mix with Max, where James Stewart is stood in the savings and loan. And, you know, this rabble that you're talking about is one of the samples. And, of course, you played that. I just love it. I love it all. I love the way it's coming together. And, of course, let's wax philosophical for a while. Consciousness is still a fairly misunderstood and, well, we're only really just scratching the surface. It's still a giant mystery, you know, a giant mystery. So bring it on, as they say. I mean, I'm loving the work that Stuart Hameroff and people like that are doing. But anyway, getting back to the Max and Stacey thing. So yeah, the jihad, the insurrection is basically everywhere. Some obviously maybe funded by some of the organizations we know about, but genuine, the genuine resentment, I think, at the level of tyranny that we have going on at the moment is rising. I mean, it's everywhere as well. This is the thing. Some may well be funded by Soros and the various other sort of steering groups and NGOs, but the austerity measures that people are actually having to live under now due to this fraudulent system, this debt that's been applied, it's scandalous. And we are going to reach, well, I think we are reaching breaking point, but we have I do believe seriously now, the best weapon we've ever had. We never had it before. We didn't have it as a society before World War One, obviously, or World War Two. We have the internet. We have this, you know, this amazing, and it is an amazing weapon. It may well be, it may well have been funded, you know, by, again, the people we're actually hopefully fighting against. But they cannot code for, they have no concept of empathy at all. And I think that is their weak spot. That's their Achilles heel. Most human beings have. And it seems, again, the elite leaders, as it were, don't. It seems to make them very good elite leaders and very good Wall Street bank managers, etc. There's no empathy. But that's not how society works. So, you know, let's see. And I think together we are stronger, obviously. So let's bring it on, as they say.
Absolutely, as a great president was known to say once. Well, absolutely. I think you've touched on so many important points there, including the fact that this is not only a collective effort, but the fact that I find so heartening is that things like the global insurrection against banker occupation and Occupy and all of those memes may have come from and been funded by certain organizations or however it came into existence, but it still is what we make of it. And we as a collective and decentralized movement cannot be stopped, which is, I think, the real power of the internet. We have the power to act individually and yet have such a great collective impact. So that, I mean, it's just so liberating in that sense that that I think things like this, when musicians start to cut up and take different inspirations from different videos that are on YouTube and create their own mix out of it, it's just an absolutely incredible thing. And it's one of those things that's difficult to talk about. It's like dancing about architecture. How do you talk about music? But still, I think you've done some incredible work there. And I really do hope people will go to youtube.com/TheVonHash. Of course, that'll be linked up in the documentation for today's interview. But talking about your music, your musical background, your musical influences, I don't know how to describe music generally, but your music as well does seem to have sort of some different eclectic mixes in there. So how about yourself personally? What kind of musical background do you come from, and what are some of your main influences?
Wow. Well, to be fair, most of it is, certainly electronic based, but I would say what used to be called, bear in mind I'm an old geezer as well, James, what used to be called black music, as it were, soul, R&B, jazz, funk, all of the, basically the sort of rhythmic, I just love I love rhythm, basically. I love rhythm. I fell in love with electronic music after hearing Kraftwerk at the tender age of probably, I don't know, maybe 13, 14. But this is going back a lot of years because I'm the granddad of the group, really. we have, I mean, Jordy's 27. Ben's a little older. Ed's in his 40s. And I've just turned 49. Which is, you know, for me, again, an incredible state of affairs to be in. I should really be in my frog chorus phase at this moment in time, James. But I am actually making what I consider to be the best music I've ever made. It's a whole mixture. I mean, Geordie is pure out-and-out folk. I mean, really, properly folk music. She describes the electronic stuff that she hears over here in Ibiza as beaty music, which I did say to her, please never ever say that to any of the DJs that you meet or anything. please don't, Jody, please, no. But it really is such an amazing confluence of styles. Ed, the guitarist, is, I mean, out and out heavy rock, the heaviest. And his guitar licks are just, I mean, amazing. And then Ben brings the dub, the reggae, the funk, etc. So it's a real mixture, a real, real mixture. My early stuff is all electronic because I've never, up until 5 months ago, worked with an acoustic musician. A good friend of mine, Julio, lent me his sound card, and I suddenly thought, wow, I've got a great sound card here. 16 inputs. I'd always had a reasonably decent computer, but I thought, well, I can actually record people now. I can actually start to help out. And there's plenty of people on the island here that have all the talent, but unfortunately no recording space. It always, as ever, seems to revolve around money. And, you know, it's €500 a day for your average sort of friends. This is friends rates, studio time. Well, that's a lot of money, James. That's an awful lot of money. Whereas myself, I can offer my time, basically, and I do, It's basically, you know, come around, let's record, let's see what magic we can make. It's a privileged position I'm in. I love it. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to make some great music. There's some amazing reggae musicians on the island as well that we're going to be working with shortly. So,
I'm looking forward to that, and especially because, as you say, there is quite an eclectic mix of different people in there, and I think all of those styles do show through in different degrees and different songs. So it is. I think no matter what people's tastes are, there's probably something in there for them. But one of the things that I like about this is that a lot of the truth music and things that I've heard, they tend to be more. Well, I don't know how to say this, more about the message itself and less about the music, whereas this, I think, really makes an excellent effort of incorporating the clips with the music and making it musical, so it actually sounds, you know, like a song that people would listen to. I don't know how to describe that properly, but I really think that the music goes well with the cut-ups and the words in a way that clearly shows that it's fundamentally a musical composition, but it also has the incredible message to it. So I think it's an absolutely great mix that the way you guys do that.
Thank you, my friend. Honestly, yeah, seriously. And again, it's it really seems ridiculously easy at the moment. I mean, it really does. I fire up YouTube and there's a Corbett Report. There are just so many lovely synchronicities that I just cannot avoid them. I can't ignore them either. And I think once you're open to that, and this is the key, once you're open to it, it makes it easier, definitely easier. And it's nice to see our stuff here, because it's fairly new and we've not that many subscribers, etc. But the feedback has been lovely, you know. But for me, it's like the flap of a butterfly's wings, you know, that old analogy. Kind words, literally, or just one well-spoken sentence at the right time in your life can make a massive difference. And I've had some lovely comments. And it's that really that gives me the will to continue. You know, knowing that basically a tune or a track or a message that I've put out has had some impact on somebody else's life. That's all that matters really at the moment. I mean, obviously, in maybe another year's time when I've run out of money, I may well need some financial input. But for the moment, we can do this literally. As just a project to hopefully spread the word, like yourself, to get the information out there, and well-delivered documentaries, well-sourced documentaries, like yourselves. So easy, man. It's just so easy, you know. It really is. And again, look forward to the media lies and the onset of war, because that's already in the sampler. And yeah, you're sounding fine, James. You're sounding fine. As ever.
Thank you very much. Yes. So for those out there who don't know, yes, I had a recent video, Media Lies and the Onset of War, that you've been kind enough to sample for one of your forthcoming works. How about anything else in the mix, or anything that you're hoping to do in the future?
Oh, well, there's a few, actually. There's a couple more. Luke Rudowski, a big shout out to Luke. And James Evan Pilato. Honestly, James, if you're listening to this, my friend, seriously, I heard your Bob Tuskin interview about conscious music, and that was one of the kickoff starting points, along with James Corbett here, of course, that really made me think, wow, what's the quote? Don't hate the media, become the media. And that really was it, you know. That, again, one of the crossroads in my life. I thought, yeah, we can do this. Actually, I've always sampled spoken word myself. People like Terence McKenna, Bill Hicks, etc., because I love what they had to say. But now being able to mix news reports, and I mean real news, not the, you know, not the BBC, not the mainstream media, real news, not propaganda or psyops, it's not just important. It's rewarding. I think that's the best word, actually. Yeah, rewarding. Because it's spreading the message. You know, how many people really know about Norman Dodd? And yet the Rees Committee, or even Smedley Butler. I mean, there are seriously some enormous figures in history that have just been whitewashed completely out of people's consciousnesses. You know, they don't exist. It's like the active literacies, which are covered in the John Taylor-Gatto documentary. Again, you know, we can read, we're taught to read so we can obey instructions, but not to convey complex ideas, you know, not to be able to get our points across, you know, because that, again, we can reach thousands, millions of people, like you do, James, you know. So again, hats off to you, to all the other
Well, and on that note, you just jogged my memory with talking about Norman Dodd, but Norman Dodd and clips from It's a Wonderful Life, and all of the clips you use are really apropos, really well done, and extremely important as well. I mean, I just want to introduce more people to Norman Dodd and his story and things like that. So to do it in music and to get people interested that way, again, hats off to you. I think that's an absolutely essential part of what needs to be happening. Everyone has their own unique talents in their own way, so they can do this in their own way. But for the musically inclined out there, I'm glad there are people out there who are doing music like this. So once again, I really do hope people will check out youtube.com/TheVonHash or soundcloud.com/7shadesofvoid and really check into some of this music. I really do recommend it. I think it's great, and I'm just looking forward to more. So when you have some more, just send it my way, and I'll send it on to the listeners.
Thank you, James. There's plenty more on the way, my friend. Trust me.
All right. Okay, on that note, let's leave it there. Mike, once again, thank you for your time, and good luck in the future.
Thanks very much, James. It's been an honor.